producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. So there was an article in the paper about training eagles to bring down drones. I think they must have... I think all we have to do is put me someplace quiet and drones will be much less of a threat. Anyway, so there's actually kind of an interesting article in the online today. Oh, did you watch the live Grease last night on television?
I did not watch it, no.
It was awful. I mean, I love Grease. I love a sing-along, right?
Mm-hmm.
Summer days, you know, and Grease Lightning. I mean, it was awful. Did other people think it was awful?
So how, like, what was the setup for it? Because, I mean, I
remember they had
the movie.
Obviously. Well, they had Rydell High, and it looked like they had kind of an audience sitting in the bleachers out front. The set was weird. There were no real names in it. They didn't. I mean, I just love the music. I would have cared. I didn't even care about all the kind of frou-frou, but they really didn't sing. And the thing about Grease is that it's a musical.
Yeah, that's kind
of. We love the songs. Yeah, I didn't know.
The basis behind it was all the singing.
Right? Well, and it was the three hour show. I think it was from 7 to 10 or something. And I didn't know anything about it. I just was sort of channel surfing with my brother because he likes to do stuff like that. Oh, great! We'll sing along. No. Anyway, I was very disappointed. I'm going to go get a drone instead. No. All right. Here's the deal. That the U.S. All right. Now we have two things that are kind of again sort of coming up at the same time. One is that we've got Michael Moore's Who Should We Invade Next, which is actually a very good documentary, and I'm not necessarily a super Michael Moore fan, to be quite honest. And I'm kind of miffed with him at this moment because I saw the film, like, I don't know, 3 months ago or something, and I thought it was terrific. I thought it was by far and away the most hard, the smartest, the funniest, the sweetest, as opposed to, I mean, sometimes he can be a little smarmy in his films. And I was talking with him, and he said, oh, yeah, I'd love to do your show, and then I said, well, all right, let's do it now. And they said, well, it doesn't come out till February. Let's do it closer. And I said, well, we can do it now and put it in the can. No, but we'll do it. Another thing. Oh, no, he's passing. So, but still, having said that, it's still a good movie. And it's worth seeing. But the premise is that other countries do stuff better than we do it. Duh. But the kicker on this, and I'm not really giving away very much, I don't think, is that most of those ideas originated in the United States. So other countries have adopted them, dare I say stolen them, and run with them, and therefore have better quality of life in some places. They have better health insurance. They have more maternal and paternal leave. They have better school lunches. They have more vacations. They have less stress. And so they've really taken a model that originated here and applied it very successfully. And that we should learn. So the idea is that if you invade a country, that you take over the best of whatever they have to offer, and you make it your own. So that's the premise of the documentary, which is very clever and also very thought provoking. So that was number one. Even though I'm a little miffed with him, the second is that it turns out that Boston cops are looking to Scottish cops about how to deal with potential situations without drawing a gun. And so they're talking about, and there's one situation, the one they talk about is a suspect holding a rock. They said an American officer would pull out his gun. And the Scottish officer said, you're going to kill somebody for throwing a rock? Basically, society over here would not accept you killing somebody who was armed with a rock. So they watched, NYPD and LAPD watched demonstrations at the training centers. Then they went out on patrol in Glasgow and watched as unarmed police deal with a variety of potentially violent situations. All right, so the idea being that just because you can shoot somebody or just because you are armed, you don't have to do it, and the Scottish police are not armed. Police step back from confrontation using shields and vehicles for protection. Scottish officers use language and negotiation a different way than their American colleagues. They said that they train hundreds of Scottish police recruits every year. The American style of policing is very authoritative. There's a difference of going in straight up at this level, whereby you're ordering people, you're shouting at them, you can't go anywhere after that. But if you start down low, you can adjust your communication to suit. Supposedly, there are an estimated 300 million firearms in circulation in the United States. 300 million firearms. American police officers, while accepting both countries, are very different. Learning lessons on how to approach volatile situations is really helpful. Because, again, I mean, we're not, the United States is not going to stop arming officers, I mean, realistically. But they're saying that there are better ways of dealing with confrontation that don't start with that kind of hollering and screaming. They said many American forces adopt what is informally known as the 21-foot rule, where they keep that distance from someone with a sharp weapon but will shoot if the suspect closes that gap. Some see this as a license to kill. Scottish firearm officers have shot civilians twice in the last decade. The last officer to be killed on duty through criminal violence in Scotland was in a stabbing in 1994, which is 22 years ago. It's about time that we step up, and this is our chance. It's a crisis, but it's also our chance to do the right thing. So it's a very interesting, and I think this is something, if you think about it, we've seen police chiefs and sheriffs sort of coming out and talking about getting rid of quite so many guns, especially assault weapons. We did the interview last year with the guy who organized SWAT force in his, the sheriff who organized the first SWAT force in his township, and then watched 20 years later where his son-in-law was actually killed by a SWAT team. And his point is, which is very similar to this, but not identical, is that the police have become essentially a paramilitary unit. They dress in a paramilitary way. They're armed in a paramilitary way. They're aggressive in not even a paramilitary, but a military way. And that is damaging. It's dangerous for the police. It's also dangerous for the citizenry. And you can see a lot of that that's going on if looking at the paper any particular day. So I think an awful lot of caring people in the police community are looking for alternatives to say that arming more people is not the answer. Figuring out a different philosophy toward violence, toward the community, toward the police, toward whether, because the original police force presumably was protect and serve. And if the community views itself as under assault from the police, it's neither protective nor service oriented. So it's an interesting time in American history in general. But I think in terms of the police and how they interact, the whole issue about weapons, the whole issue about violence, So I think hopefully we are evolving as a society. And for me, the most fascinating part about this is the people who are behind this move, which are not necessarily citizens. They're police officers, and they're very high ranking. They're sheriffs, police commissioners, all over the country, of saying, look, and I think it's best exemplified by the notion, if you go in hollering and screaming, you don't have a whole lot of place to go. If you go in not hollering and screaming, then you have a whole lot of real estate in which to evaluate and to adjust and to escalate if you need to. So it's an interesting notion. I'd love to hear from some police officers who are probably at work these days. But because I think police officers get more and more frustrated about the fact of being a police officer. It's kind of like an awful lot of professions where you go in for one particular reason. And I think an awful lot of police officers, both men and women, went in initially to protect and serve, and that the paramilitary approach really doesn't allow very much of either of those, and I think it's frustrating to an awful lot of police officers. So we'll see. But and so Michael Moore didn't actually talk about Scotland and police officers, but I think it's very consistent with what he did talk about. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Average weight lost in the study was 8.3 pounds to 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free, packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN, 866-987-THIN. Make the call, 866-987-THIN.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let's go. You on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy Brown. How are you?
Good, Leslie. What's on your mind?
Okay, I have a question pretty much. How can my boyfriend have a better relationship with his teenage daughter?
I'm not sure this is something you want to get involved in, but let's look at it together temporarily. Let's look at it.
Right.
How old are you, Cookie?
I'm 29. He's 35. We're not married. We live together. He's divorced.
How long have you been living together?
A few months, probably.
How long you been dating? How long you been dating each other?
More than a year.
Okay. How long has he been divorced?
That's the problem. Okay. We started dating when he was still in the process of the divorce.
Yeah. And how old's the kid?
Well, he has two. The oldest is 14, and the younger one, she's 10. But she's okay. She's a sweetheart with him, but it's just the older one.
Well, and listen, the problem about a man leaving a woman is when their kids involved, the kids feel that they were left. Are your parents together?
My parents?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Think of how you would feel if your father divorced your mom when you were 14 or 13 or 12. You'd feel that he was divorcing you. Because that's the age where little girls get crushes on their dads and, you know, they begin sort of thinking about the opposite sex and all that kind of stuff. So that's one of the reasons why I try to convince people not to do this kind of thing, obviously. Was he still living with the mom when you guys started dating?
No.
How long had he been out of the house?
Probably about a year. I'm not sure exactly.
Okay. So he's been divorced now. How long has he actually been divorced?
For the whole time that we've been dating and living together.
So he's been divorced. Because you started dating when he wasn't divorced.
Right.
So he couldn't have been. So how long has he actually been divorced?
A few months, I would say. Probably.
Is he divorced?
Yes, he is.
And so how? Because you first said it's been a year, and it couldn't have been a year.
No. I'm sorry, because I'm getting confused between the separation and when the divorce came.
Separation doesn't count as squat. How long has he actually been divorced?
About 3 or 4 months.
Okay. So the question is, how do they have a better relationship?
Yeah, because they stay with us every other weekend. So, but when she comes over, it's basically she wants to do whatever she wants to do. She wants to hang out with her friends, go to the mall, go to the movies.
Well,
and have no type of, she doesn't want to spend time with her dad because I guess she feels it's boring. So it hurts him a lot, and it hurts me to watch him.
Leslie, when you were 14, how much time did you spend with your dad?
Oh, none at all.
Okay. So what, you know, I was talking with somebody yesterday. It's amazing how much once we become adults, we forget we were ever kids. The 14-year-olds do not spend time with their dad. They spend time with their friends. So what dad needs to do is dad to see his daughter, to take her out every once in a while, take her out for breakfast on Saturday morning by herself, not with a 10-year-old, and say, hey, what's going on? To maybe drive the 14-year-old and three of her noisy little friends to the mall and pick them up. You know, to take them out for pizza. The 14-year-olds are not interested in spending time with their parents. Never have been, never will be. So dad needs to grow up and understand that he has to deal with his guilt about leaving the family in some other way. You can't make it the 14-year-old's problem. Because that's what he's doing.
Okay, so basically you would say that when they're over every other weekend that if she wants to go with her friends that he should just let her and...
Well, you can say, listen, I'd love to spend some time with you. How about if you and I went and had lunch on, you know, one day? That he doesn't have to be a complete doormat, but getting his feelings hurt because she wants to spend time with her friends is ridiculous. When he was 14, he didn't spend time with his dad or his mom.
No, you're absolutely right. That's why I said I have to call Dr. Joe.
Call Dr. Brown. Okay.
He will have the answer.
All right. So tell him to sort of say, look, how about if I take you and a couple of your friends out for pizza tonight? Or let's, you know, why don't you and I have a Saturday morning brunch date, and then he can take the 10-year-old out on Sunday to spend some time with her. But understand that it's not a slap in his face. And again, he needs to be stupid and cheerful.
Right.
And not deal with the guilt about it. But he didn't spend any time with his parents when he was 14 either.
That's true.
All right, just remind him.
Okay, thank you.
Let me tell you one other thing, though, Cookie. As you know, I am not crazy about parents cohabiting when kids are this age.
Right.
So I think either you guys need. I don't care. You know, when I don't care that the two of you live together when the kids aren't there. When the kids are there, I think either you need to not be around or you need to get married.
Right.
All right, because...
I don't want to get married, but I don't want to feel like I'm pressuring him, only because he hasn't been divorced for a long time.
I know he's been divorced.
And I know I made a mistake.
Yeah, I think if I were you at this moment, I'll tell you what I would do, and you're not going to love this. I think the two of you shouldn't be living together. I don't care if you spend every night at each other's house, but I think it's going to be better for his relationship with his kids, better for your relationship. He's not been single. He's been single for 10 minutes.
Right,
and,
that's true.
And you're ready to get married, and he's not. It's much
right.
better to live separately, run your own life, then you don't have to deal with his kids as much.
Right, that's true.
I don't think the two of you should be living together right now. I think it'll be much safer, happier, and better for all concerned if you're not. And it'll speed
okay.
up the process of him viewing you as a marital partner as opposed to a transition woman. You don't want to be the transition woman.
Right.
And that's probably part of what the 14-year-old, consciously or unconsciously, understands is, you know, I don't want to fall in love with Leslie because Dad may dump her.
Right, and when they go out, I try not to involve myself at all. Like,
well,
I'll go to the movies or to dinner.
Yeah, but the problem is that you're living there, so you either get
right.
in the position of either having to sit around and feeling left out or kind of imposing yourself in a situation where you're his girlfriend, that's all. I mean, that's okay, but if the two of you weren't living together, when he had the kids, you could bug off. You could go to your house. He could come and, or the kids could come and visit you at your house if you wanted. Living together, I don't think it's a great idea at this moment. For you.
Right.
I mean, I'm more
okay.
concerned about you than, I mean, I think it's not a great situation, certainly for the 14-year-old, but I think in general it's not a very good situation for you.
No, it's not. It's not.
So move out. Say, listen, I love you dearly. You haven't been single long enough. Let's, you know, let's not cohabit until
yeah,
you're ready to get married.
He doesn't be so, he will have to move out.
Okay, great. Let him move out. Let him get his own place. You don't want to be the landlady. You don't want to be, don't make it easy for him to do what you don't want him to do. And that's what you're doing, okay?
Okay.
All right, Cookie.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Leslie.
I know I get to be the Wicked Witch of the West. Tracy, you can tell me what we're going to be talking about, and then we'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back and give you every bit as much time as you need. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Dr. Joy. I had spoken to you a little earlier about my 21-year-old daughter, and I had to provide a budget. She had to provide a budget.
Right, right.
So I wanted to talk to you about my son. So I proposed, he came asking for money on his transit card that he uses.
I know. Wait a minute. Is this the son that sort of paid for a quarter of his
yes.
college expenses?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So he's been in the past. He's been somewhat responsible, but then he's got his sisters.
Yes.
All right. So let me put you on hold. We'll come back. We'll figure out the entire budget for the entire family. Hang on. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Tracy, we're talking who has two kids. One, the older son, or the older child is a son, and he's been very fiscally responsible. Younger daughter's 21, not so much. So we talked with both Tracy and her husband on separate phone calls about the daughter coming up with a budget so that mom and dad aren't becoming a human ATM. All right, so we've now, and my guess is that at some point your older son, and I don't know if we talked about this, is going to look at his daughter and say, well, gee, how come I'm fiscally responsible and she's not, and so she gets all this money from mom and dad. All right, so he historically paid 25% of his college costs, which is what you were suggesting that daughter pay, and so he's now asked, so does he have a job at this moment, Trace?
So he is in his last semester of his school. He's doing an internship, and the internship is, from what we understand, is paying his travel costs to get him to and from his the internship. But, however, they haven't paid him yet.
So what's he asking?
So he asked a couple of weeks ago, before we called you, he asked, can you spot me $50 because they haven't paid me yet, and I need money to get to the internship. So we did that. Then 2 weeks passed, and he just came last Thursday and said, can you put more money on my bus pass because they haven't paid me yet? Now, he started this job essentially January 4th. So I said to him, give us a budget, and then we'll talk. And he goes, why do you need a budget? I said, because this is the way. New year, new fiscal responsibility. So he said, I said, we did it for your sister. And he said, well, did you pay her anything? I said, that's none of your business. I said, I need a budget. And he said, well, if I do this budget, are you going to pay me? I said, it all depends on your budget. He goes, well, then he said, well, why should I do it? Why can't you just give me the money? That's all we're going to do anymore. We're not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
You already owe us the $50 that you borrowed from us. I said, plus, put it on your Visa card. My Visa card is maxed. So what do I do in the meantime? I said, then get the budget. No budget. That was Thursday. So he has been sulking and upset. He hasn't spoken with us. He has told us minimal. He's really shown his disdain for what we have decided not to spot him more money. He has not given us a budget. And quite frankly, it's getting difficult living with him in these circumstances because he's making it very...
Is he living at home?
Yeah, he's living at home.
Oh, wait a minute. Before we get into Mr. Sulky, so he's a senior year in college, though. And so where did he get the money to pay the 25% of his tuition?
When he was working, when he had a job. And since he's gone back to school, he said, I can't work. I can't work.
Okay, which is fair enough. But did he not budget anything?
Nope. So he went away to Dominican Republic in August, which cut down a week and a half out of his jobs. We lost money there. He had an offer for a job in December around for the Christmas season. He said, no, I want time off. So now he has no money, and they haven't paid him yet. So we said, no, give us a budget.
I think you're going to have to hang tough. Bottom line, my darling, is that you and Raj have taught the kids bad money habits. Now,
yep.
son has been better than daughter, but he also, I mean, the idea thing. Let's just project him forward. Let's project either of them forward a decade. Okay, you've got one who just views impulse buying as something that's her right. And that everybody else, the necessities are somebody else's responsibility. And if she gets in trouble, any money that she gets is hers, and any money anybody else has is hers as well. Not the basis of sound fiscal policy, let alone a marriage or a roommate situation. I mean, think about if she's got a roommate and she owes the rent, and she goes and sees some shoes on sale and says, I'm a little short. I mean, it's not you can't behave that way as a responsible adult. With your son, and my guess is that he caught it from his sister. And even if I didn't suspect that, when he said, well, did you give her money? I mean, he's obviously learned, well, why should I be responsible? She's not. And your response is, new day, new policy, all of us learn. We learn from our mistakes. And so here's a kid he's what, like 23, 24, 22, something like that?
He just turned 22.
Okay, 22, has had a job, decided to go back to school. Is he paying room and board at home?
No, and so that's where we foregoed on that because of the fact that we said, you know what, you're going to get paid from your internship, so therefore use that money to get back and forth, and we have not charged him room and board.
Yep. Of course. And I think that's more than fair. The basic deal with most kids these days is if you're in school, you can live at home. We'll pay your room and board because we're investing in your education. If you got a job, That's fine. And what I suggest parents do is rather than charge them room and board to live at home, subsidize them at least for a couple of months someplace else, because it's very hard to evict your own child. Let some other landlord evict them when they don't come up with the rent. Because what kids will do, what your son and daughter have learned to do is, okay, I've got some money, I'm going to spend it. Because I'm going to go to the Dominican Republic. I'm going to go drink brewskis with my friends. I'm going to place a bet on the Super Bowl. Oh, rats, I don't have enough money to get to work. Mom and Dad will take care of it. And not only that, but I can say, well, I can't get to my job. Well, fella, it's time to budget ahead of time. You already loaned him $50. He hasn't paid that back. My deal with anybody that owns money, and unfortunately I'm as awful as anybody else, I'm not very good at saying no, but number one, I've learned to get it in writing and what the interest rate is going to be and when the payback is. And if there's no, with the understanding being there's not another cent until you pay this back. You can't run a tab.
Yeah.
So I think what I would do is just stay tough and say to him, listen, you're unpleasant enough around here. You're 22 years old. It doesn't say in our contract that we have to put up with nonsense from you, that we're not nailing your foot to the floor. We're not asking you to sell your blood. We're not asking for your kidney. We're saying, from now on, you get money. Maybe you should bank part of it. So if you got a girlfriend that you want to take out for dinner, or a bus pass that you need to deal with, or maybe you're going to have to loan get some money from one of your friends, or sell your guitar.
And you know, I get that, Dr. Joy. How do I deal with now? I've said no, but how do I deal with this miserable attitude? This idea of, I can't believe you did. And by the way, our daughter, she'll speak to us, but she does not initiate any. Both of them are sulking.
That's
she
fine.
Will respond and do
stupid and cheerful. Stupid and cheerful.
With him at home and this idea of what are you guys doing? Like, you owe me. You're my parent.
Of course.
Do this. So how
well,
do we?
But
do
who is Tracy, darling? Who has taught them that?
Well, this is it. Now, I want to be able to be stupid and cheerful. Now, how do I heard you the other day telling this lady about entitlement, and a lot of the kids are growing up with this sense of entitlement. So how do I deal with the sulky attitude and this
idea ignore
of...
It. Listen, here's the deal. If I'm sitting at your dining room table and I'm not making eye contact, first of all, there's no responsibility. What you can say is, you know, if you guys make it uncomfortable enough for me to be around here, I mean, you're on your own. You know, fix your own meals. There's nothing in your contract that says you have to put up with this. But part of it on a day-to-day basis is, and in the King of Siam school of life, you whistle happy tune, you ignore it. They're counting on you to say, look, you're sulking. I don't need that face. And every teenager since Cain and Abel has been able to say, what? What face? It's my face. Right? That's what you said to your mom. That's what they'll say to you. So you don't say that. There's no, that when they're going around sulking, ignore it.
Okay. All right.
But because Tracy, what, stupid and cheerful?
Yeah, no. The other one where you were saying about, I don't have, like you said, I make a meal.
It doesn't say in my contract that if you guys make mealtime uncomfortable enough, I'll cook for you or for Dad and myself. You guys go find other places to eat. Look, part of it, my darling, is you have taught your kids that this is your responsibility, not theirs. And we're shifting things. And from their point of view, you're taking away something they feel entitled to. Let me hang on for me for just a second, all right? We'll come back and I'll walk you through this a little bit more. Hang on. 855, the rest of you, listen up. If you don't start this, then you don't have to be walking through this minefield at this moment. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Tracy, and if we're talking about love this month, we're talking about how do we show our love to our kids, and for an awful lot of parents, Tracy and Roger are certainly not alone in feeling what we provide for them. But the question is, how long and at what level and at what cost, literally and figuratively? So I might be tempted to sit the two little monsters down and say they're not monsters. They've just been taught that all they have to do is ask, that mom and dad's job is to provide. And that's how they show that they're love. And so what the kids are making the equation of, well, if they're not providing money, they might not love us, which is, of course, an emotional response, not intellectual, because they know better than that. So they don't. If they don't love us, we're not going to love them. If they're withdrawing their love and support, we're going to withdraw our love and support. So sitting down and saying, look, here's the deal. As parents, you know, we've made lots of of mistakes. We've made, hopefully, some successes, and we think you guys are great kids. But somehow we've imbued you guys with the idea that we are human ATMs, that you guys can do anything you want with your money, and we will provide. And when you guys were 6 years old, that made a lot of sense, maybe, except I would argue it doesn't make any sense at six, because if you start at six, you're going to end up at 26 with exactly the problem you've got. So if we had it to do all over again, we would give you guys an allowance, and we would let you figure out what was valuable to you and how to save, but we didn't do that. So it's better to do it now before you guys declare bankruptcy or before you have huge credit card debt or all the other things that befall people who are not responsible about money. That money has no intrinsic value. It's just green, inert, wrinkly stuff that's not very clean, that buys us stuff that we think we want or need. So going forward, the reason we asked you for a budget is not because we're trying to spy on you, but so you get in the habit of thinking about how much you have coming in and how much you have going out and where the leeway is to take your friends out for beer, or whether it's really that this week you're going to have to brown bag it because you don't have enough to do it. And we're still around, and even though for the last 20 years, we've been the ones who said, well, if you run out of money, just come to us. But you two are about to be adults. You're about to go into your own relationships. And I listened to this woman on the air who says and can prove that the breakup of first marriages is primarily due to money. And I don't want to send you guys out into the world vulnerable to that kind of mismanagement, to that kind of irresponsibility. And so, I'm not going to have much input into your lives in the next decade or so. This is one of my last shots of saying to you guys, you have to think about money in a different way. And we have not, as parents, done a terrific job of doing it. My guess is if, Tracy, when you were their age, if you ran into money problems, you'd get a job or that you didn't go to your parents and say, can I have some money? And we have, I think, a generation, my own particular perspective, as working moms, that we felt sort of guilty that we weren't there all the time, which is pretty stupid on our part. And so we buy things for our kids. And it's a mistaken notion. It's just not, it makes us feel better at their expense. And so what you've got now is the equivalent to letting kids sleep in your bed with you. It's inappropriate. It was easy when they were little, and it let you get a better night's sleep in theory. But they're too big to be doing this, and you let them sleep in your financial bed. So now we got to toss them out. And you're not trying to penalize them. You're trying to help them deal with a mistake that basically you guys made. And the reason that you're not being completely unfair of saying, all right, you have to get out, or I'm no longer to make meals, or if you guys can't behave, you're out of here, which you can always do at some later point, is because you realize your responsibility in this situation. But it's not because you don't love them. It's because you made a mistake, and it's now time to clarify the mistake so you don't send them out in the world completely unprepared to deal in any realistic or grown-up or responsible fashion with money.
Okay. So
and they're not – I mean, it's – I'm sorry. It's the same way as throwing kids out of your bed. They're going to scream. That's okay.
Yeah. Okay. Like I said, it's the miserableness and the – And what we found out last night is that he actually did not fill out the form.
I'm sure.
Hey, he didn't even do that.
So of course not.
There was no $50 ever coming.
Well, no, there's no $50 till he fills it out.
Right, exactly. So he's that now. He's finally filling out the form because he came to us last night and said, "What do I put for this?" Like. So miserable. What do I put for this? And, we said, well, you just put it this way. And then we didn't ask any questions. He didn't say, I haven't filled out the paperwork. But you know what? This idea, idea of being miserable. And, last time I made dinner, he went out with his friend and then came back and said,
yep.
Where's dinner? Why is nothing here for me? And then decided saying, oh, I'm going to make my own. You can't make any. Of course you don't love me. Again, it's one other
Did he
thing.
Really say that?
No, that's his thing. Whenever he doesn't get anything, that's how he behaves.
But Tracy, you're doing the heavy lifting in that. He sort of is snotty, doesn't make eye contact, gives you brusque answers, is kind of rude, and you're interpreting that as, well, he doesn't love me. I just ignore it or laugh hilariously and say, you know, you're so cute. You're just like you were when you were 5 years old and you were having a temper tantrum. You don't have to buy into it.
Okay.
All right?
All righty.
But I would sit them both down tonight and say, look, let me explain. We're not mad at you guys. We're not trying to punish you. We're trying to deal with a mistake that we made, which is giving you guys the notion that you didn't have to be fiscally responsible. And it's a way of not only undermining your sense of independence, it's a way of undermining any future job, any future relationship, any future mortgage. I mean, the credit card debt, that we didn't do a great job about this. We really should have given you an allowance when you were four and let you budget and put money aside. But better late than never. And we don't want to be responsible for the fact that your marriages blow apart because you guys don't know how to budget. So we're going to start the tuition now. And you guys can be as ugly as you want, although let us warn you, if it gets ugly enough, we'll toss you out. You're both grown-ups. You can go find some other place to live if you're making us miserable.
Okay, got it.
All righty?
Yes.
All right, not going to be a lot of fun, but I would sit them down and give them the overview because, you know, you're not punishing them, and they're not allowed to act like children. They're not allowed to have a temper tantrum, but you also don't have to tune in to doing the heavy. That's the whole point about stupid and cheerful. Don't do the heavy lifting. If he wants to be a snot, let him say, well, you don't love me, and say, wait a minute, what does this have to do with love? You know, how come if you loved us, you're not offering to pay, you know, our car insurance because you use it more than we do?
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, got it.
Don't give him my home number. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all.